Donald Trump has been called a lot of things as he's risen to become the apparent Republican nominee for president. What about a gay icon? A gay Seattle voter makes that case. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel checks it out.
Kian Dayani is a 29-year-old pharmacist in Seattle, a Christian of Iranian descent. He lives with his partner in a high-rise building downtown. Their views on taxes are just one thing they have in common.
He decided to come up to Washington when he found out there was no income tax. Same with me.
Dayani answered a public shout-out from KUOW to talk about the presidential candidate he's supporting this year, Donald Trump. In Trump's outspokenness, Dayani sees echoes of gay people's experiences.
We don't take criticism of who we should be or what we should say lightly.
That's why Dayani calls Trump a gay icon.
To advance our fight for the right to marry, to the right to be employed, we've had to be pretty vocal. And Donald Trump is very, very vocal.
Dayani says his top issue as a voter is the threat of terrorism and radical Islam. As a pharmacist, he also supports a border wall and other measures to stop drug trafficking. In Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her liberal supporters, Dayani sees a reluctance to talk about what he views as major threats to the U.S.
That is what Hillary Clinton's campaign has been. It has been, we can't talk about Islam. And Donald Trump talked about Islam. And you can't talk about anchor babies. And Donald Trump talked about anchor babies. And you can't talk about the wall. And he talks about the wall. And all of these things that weren't allowed in the safe space that is America, or that was America, are now being talked about at the loudest volume possible.
In terms of rights and issues specific to gay and transgender people, Trump's statements have been inconsistent. But Dayani says Trump seems more supportive of those rights than his Republican competitor, Ted Cruz. Dayani calls the Supreme Court decision allowing same-sex marriage liberating because that issue no longer factors into his vote.
I am so glad now, gay Republicans, you can come out of the closet. For heaven's sake, do it. You know, it's just, you can be yourselves.
Dayani says most of his friends are liberals who first assume his enthusiasm for Trump is ironic, but his views are very much in earnest. The gay icon query draws a skeptical look from Kyle Curtis. He's the president of the Seattle chapter of Log Cabin Republicans, a group for gay conservatives. He's just out of college and works as a financial analyst in downtown Seattle. He says Trump has mostly been elusive when it comes to addressing gay issues or meeting with gay Republicans.
I do consider myself part of the establishment. I've been involved in party politics for about 5 years now. And so personally, for my level, it is a little disheartening to see that it's boiled down to Trump.
Curtis says as a voter, he cares about smaller government and strong national defense. But as a college student, Curtis says he developed more liberal attitudes on social issues like transgender rights. Curtis says his group will oppose a ballot measure that would prevent transgender people from using the bathrooms and locker rooms of the gender they identify with, and he'll try to advocate among Republicans on the issue. He says that might be easier than advocating among gay people for Republican stances.
I will take a Republican convention any day over Seattle Pride. I will say that I find that our group, we have much more success and relationship building in the conservative community than we do within our own gay community.
For one more perspective, I asked Andrew Russell his view on Trump being a gay icon. Russell's the producing artistic director at the Intimon Theater. He says he's never heard that suggestion, and as a gay man, he doesn't buy it.
All gay icons are celebrators of change, of the outsider. They believe in fighting for the underdog. They believe in accepting everyone and being weird. They wave their freak flag. Like that, yes, like the actual definition, I think, of what makes a gay icon is someone who's going to wave that flag and be Harvey Milk and take chances and make change. That's not at all what this human is doing.
Russell's gay icons include two of his uncles, along with Whoopi Goldberg, Tony Kushner, and Liza Minnelli. He sees Trump as a narcissist, more interested in excluding groups of people than helping the underdog. Russell says gay people know what it's like to be outsiders.
I can secretly know that I'm different, but also get in, right? That's not a privilege that a lot of communities have. And so I think that the gay men in particular have the chance to make a lot of change. And I think it's critical for us to think about how we make that change and for who.
He hopes the Intiman's upcoming theater festival will be one part of that endeavor. In the Langston Hughes Performing Arts Institute, Russell watches his crew as they hang lights and build sets.
It's absolutely appropriate that we do a full summer devoted to black female playwrights that are incredible storytellers and incredible Americans, but in an effort to equalize the situation.
He says he's excited to support Democrat Hillary Clinton for president as a candidate and as a woman. He believes she may very well prove iconic as the first female president, but the effects of that can be unpredictable.
We have no idea what that does to us, right? Look what a black president did. It revealed our racism. It revealed how far we've come and how far we have to go.
Russell's plea to his fellow liberals, stay involved, whatever the future holds. Please, no more jokes about moving to Canada. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.